Thank you, Keely, for reading our Easter scripture passage this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always signs of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. From his comedy special, Beyond the Pale, Jim Gaffigan spends some time ripping on holiday traditions. For Christmas, he takes the easy jab at fruitcake and elaborates on how we bring pine trees inside and we take lights and decorations outside, that we hang socks over the fireplace and we fill them with candy. We string leaves from the ceiling to get a kiss. Why? We do it for Jesus. As Jim Gaffigan does in his voices, how about Easter? Eggs. What does that have to do with Easter? Fine, we'll hide them. Don't worry, there's a bunny. It's not very good, don't laugh at that. You may expect the next part of the sermon to shed light on the true and deep spiritual meaning of Easter eggs, an aha moment that will forever change the way you view that tradition. After extensive research, academic journals, articles by respected scholars in the field, why Easter eggs? We don't know. However, what ties all of that together is that it's for Jesus, which is why we hide them. It is bizarre, isn't it? I remember going over to my grandparents' house on Easter. All nine of us grandkids were looking everywhere, inside the house, outside the house, the basement, behind pictures and doors. And perhaps you have a similar memory of doing that with your family or friends. Eggs were tucked behind the corn on the squirrel feeder, the opening of the downspout, and sitting on fence posts. And while we each had one color to find, so it's fair and equal, right? It has to be fair and equal. There was one egg, a golden egg, that was hardest to find. But it was open for anyone to find it. And inside that golden egg was cold, hard cash. $5. This egg was never lying in a patch of unkept grass. No, it was cleverly hidden, deceptive, or only the intentional and the resilient could find it. You had to carefully comb and clear each room as you went through. And I was so close one year. Oh, so close. In my grandparents' dining room still is this large wooden hutch with a fold-out desk and a landline phone on that. In the middle of the desk, there's this easy-to-miss 4-inch by 4-inch door. And my cousin looked in that door. They were searching where I wasn't searching. They had persistence. And they got to the tomb, and they found that egg. The Easter story is known to most of us. However, each gospel writer offers nuances, different verbs, additions, subtractions, and because of that, offers us a fresh perspective each and every year we read it. Matthew does it with one single word tucked in verse 1, a word we could easily just pass over and miss the golden egg. And that word is theiro. It appears the chapter before as Jesus is being crucified. And it appears this morning at the tomb on Easter morning. It is a verb used to describe the action of faithful women who, unlike the male disciples, do not run and hide. Thero is translated as see, but see as someone who searches, examines, or investigates every inch in order to discover what could be overlooked. Matthew 27, verse 55 says that at the crucifixion, many women were also there, searching, investigating the scene, thero. For all those who use scripture to demean women or diminish their leadership in the church, here we read that it is women who do not abandon Jesus at the cross, but stay. They do not turn and run, but they search and search for good news, expecting it to rise. Of course, they don't find it right away. We can imagine how each day may have grown harder and harder to find the willpower to search and believe. They may have wanted to throw their hands up, thinking perhaps it's time to call it. Perhaps hate and greed, corruption and empire has had the final word. They may have wanted to. They may have bent that direction at times, but they never do break. Hope is a contact sport. Hope is invented every day, as John Baptiste and James Baldwin reminded us last week. These women stick together, and no matter how bad it gets, they hope. And it's just enough to keep them still searching in the midst of despair. They do not give up on the good news. They will not give up on it. Which brings us to the Easter morning story. The NRSV says, after the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see. They went to see, and there's that word, searching with invented hope, the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. Even though Jesus was killed, the end of the story, even though Rome's campaign to create fear and their role of hate claimed victory over Jesus, they still believed in their heart that there is more to this story. An earthquake shakes the ground. An angel of the Lord rolls back the stone that was believed to have been permanently sealed. They are the first to witness the empty tomb, and the angel commissions them to be the first to spread the news of resurrection. And it so happens that as they set out, as they already go out, they're interrupted. Jesus appears before them, greeting them personally. In Matthew, they are the first to experience the risen Christ, who gives them the important task of going to the men, the disciples who had abandoned and denied even knowing Jesus. He has the women preach to the men that God forgives them, that God will make the first move in reconciliation, and God has a mission for them to go out and share the good news. The Easter message is not only that Jesus comes back to life. It's not only that God's love embodied in his life and ministry can never truly be snuffed out. It's also for those of us that bear witness to the dark of night, to days of despair, a world in utter chaos, that when we keep searching, looking, we will discover resurrection all around us. We will encounter good news and the risen Christ in our midst. Many of us don't have to search any further than our garden beds, as soil is broken by green sprouts, or look further from buzzing bees and trees that are full of life and the songs of birds. That is Easter. Can we see it? We don't have to look any further than the children in this church right now. The baby being held by a church aunt or a church grandma. That's Easter. Do we see it? A potluck, an Easter breakfast, where friends and strangers gather around a table, and by sharing bread, nurturing body and mind and spirit, a closeness with the sacred. Right there. Each of you are going through something challenging. For some of you, it may feel like Good Friday. Today is our invitation to pause and search, like the women on Easter, where we will discover that God is good, God is love, and God is living here, right now. Our Lenten theme this year was, "Tell me something good." Most years, it feels like the Lenten theme is, "Tell me something bad," right? So this year, we thought it was appropriate to say, "Tell me something good." With everything going on in the world right now, everything going on in our lives, the spiritual practice of inventing hope, seeing the good, is perhaps one of the hardest calls we have as Christians. On the first Sunday of Lent, we had snow. It was February. And I asked you all to tell me something good that happened to you today. Well, this is what you said.
Something good that happened today was that my kids and I attended Grace United Church of Christ, which is very kid friendly. So that was very awesome.
Something good that happened is I don't actually. Here's something good. We're going to get milkshakes.
Thanks for being alive today. Nice winter day, but looking forward to a beautiful spring.
I'm thankful for all the people here in place who've been so supportive.
I think my joy for today is that this church is pretty joyous, and it's a wonderful series that we're starting on because I think we have a lot of fun, and I'm grateful for that.
What good happened today?
I got complimented on my makeup.
My something good that happened today is that we are a faith family that is welcoming to everyone, and we share joys, and we share sad times, and we share food and laughter, and it is family, and it is a sanctuary to be part of that faith family, even if it's not here in this sanctuary. So blessed to be part of this. It's still early days yet today for something good, but yesterday I got to try on my wedding dress and be with my mom and my sister and my best friend. It'll be the last time I try it on until I get married, and I got got to see Elvis Presley in concert, which I thought would never happen. And those were good things to just be with my family.
Enjoyed watching all the kids play the prayer art, especially the first time they were down. It was very interesting, especially that beach.
Sorry, running.
I don't see any light.
But I'll assume it's already running. I just wanted to say that I had fun this week watching the crocus pop up out of the ground and taking pictures and sending them to my granddaughters and getting a response. So it's all good.
He just took mine away. That's what I was going to say. Happy spring.
This past weekend, I was lucky enough to go with my friends to a cabin and we got to play music together. And write new music, and that's always a blast.
It's Sunday, we have snow on the ground, and it stopped snowing, and we had a great church service, and it's a beautiful day.
God has made it so that when we choose to search for it, like the women at the tomb, and we stay, we have the capacity to encounter the resurrection, no matter what we are going through. Because the good news is God is here. Christ lives in us, in one another, in kindness, in compassion, in justice, in protest against emperors or kings. Christ lives when we live like Christ, when we witness Christ in one another, when we search and investigate the tomb and check every 4-inch by 4-inch door. We will find that this living love is invented every single day. Christ is risen. Amen.